Chapter 4, Episode 4, The Creature of Unusual Size. Luke scrunched up his satchel of coins and jumped to his feet in one swift leap. He tossed a rope across the stage with a roll-down-weighted scroll that read, "Next show, much later." Good pirate Lydia couldn't help but laugh at the carefree swordsman and performer. It was a piece that passed all understanding, just like God describes in his word. Her heart should be skipping a beat to be following a stranger to meet the enemy of so many, a cursed man, powerful and described as greedy beyond belief. Instead, she looked forward to the meeting and even the company of her little dragon and newest friend Luke. "Shall we get going, then?" he asked, as he popped an apple into his pocket from what seemed to be nowhere. "Sure, lead the way, my friend." They walked away from the market area and onto a well-worn path. The trees on the path seemed to change as they walked further on. There were less leaves, and some even bare with dry bark or toppled over with sandy roots exposed. "Was there a fire or something here?" Pirate Lydia asked.
"Oh no, just the ever-present curse in which life is slowly disappearing from the forest. In some places there are just clearings of sand. So much has changed since the curse," Luke said.
He hushed Pirate Lydia and motioned for her to stand still. Just as if he could see around the bend, a large man immediately came running down the path without even looking. His head was turned over his shoulder as if something was chasing him.
"Get down, Lydia," exclaimed Luke.
He pulled her back into the brush while the large man ran past. Then she heard a very loud but familiar growl. "What is that? I find that sound so familiar. It can't be," said Pirate Lydia as she leaned forward to catch a glimpse at the approaching sound. Then it appeared. It was exactly what she had thought it was. Only once, when she was a very little girl, had she ever seen one. And there it was, slobbering and growling with its nose in the air, less than 3 feet from her. She reached out to touch the aggravated creature, as if called to the moment.
"No, Lydia, it's not safe. Don't touch it. Let's draw our swords and run it through. They cannot be trusted," shouted Luke, as he fidgeted to unsheath his sword and hold Pirate Lydia back with all his chivalry. Pirate Lydia slipped from his grasp and moved directly in front of the beast, now sniffing the air in silence and unable to see the petite little woman who stood right under his massive snout. Luke was hopelessly tangled up. His satchel had somehow wrapped itself around the sheath of his sword and was now tangled in the bramble that he crouched in. He fidgeted between looking up and praying and fidgeting again and again to unsnarl the mess and secure his sword, but to no avail. As just before he could release his sword, he looked up to see the life-threatening situation. There before his eyes was his new friend face to face with the most dangerous and grumpy of all beasts on Waterhorn Island, a Dodragon. Half dog and half dragon, with the ability to grow and conquer any threat 10 times its size, the beast stood face to face with Lydia. "Dear friend, do not move. I can dispose of the creature quickly if you just stay there, and maybe you can run with all you have," whispered Luke to Pirate Lydia, as sweat poured down his face and he bravely and quietly drew out his sharp sword.
Pirate Lydia held out her hand to Luke in a motion to signal that he just stay put. The Dodragon didn't move, but simply stared at her with an inquisitive gaze. It came even closer and placed its huge nostrils onto her head. It breathed in so deeply that good Pirate Lydia's long hair seemed to disappear. She kneeled down on one knee, and just like that, the beast decreased in size dramatically. There he was, standing at the hem of her dress, transformed into an adorable golden dog with wings tucked neatly behind its soft fur, panting gleefully.
"Hello, old friend. It's been a while. I have missed you," said Pirate Lydia as she patted him on the head.
Luke dropped his sword and wiped the sweat with his sleeve in relief.